Greetings, family of God, and welcome to New Covenant's online service. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio, delighted to welcome a special guest teacher today who grew up in our fellowship and has gone out into the world with the message of love learned here in our midst, returning to us from Chicago with a timely message for our community. It is a joy to see God at work in the lives of our young people, to witness God's faithfulness from generation to generation. And yet, as I read the lectionary scriptures in Matthew 13 this week, where Jesus returns to his hometown to teach, I am reminded of how easy it is to get stuck on thinking we know a person. After all, they grew up here. We know their parents, their siblings, the vocation they trained for. When Jesus came to his hometown, he taught the people in their synagogue. They were surprised and said, "Where did he get this wisdom? Where did he get the power to work miracles? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary? Aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? And his sisters, aren't they here with us? Where did this man get all this?" They were repulsed by him and fell into sin. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are honored everywhere, except in their own hometowns and in their own households." He was unable to do many miracles there because of their disbelief. So today, I urge us to open ourselves to the message the Spirit is speaking through Anna, not to get stuck like the people of Nazareth did on where she came from or who we think we know her to be, but rather to honor her as one of our own prophetic voices, and to be open to the miracles the Holy Spirit might do among us as we trust that God has a message of wisdom for us today. And now, may you hear Jesus' words from John 15, verses 9 through 17, as spoken to you, to us, for our encouragement and entrance into what God has for us today. "As the Father loved me, I too have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you, and your joy will be complete. This is my commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants any longer because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you could go and produce fruit, and so that your fruit could last. As a result, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. I give you these commandments so that you can love each other." Indeed, may the songs, scriptures, prayers, and message increase our love for each other, our love for God, and the expression of that love to our world. Welcome to worship.